Hey, John. This is great. This is... Oh, you're dowsing off. I get the joke now.
Yep, yep. That's what that joke was. That's what that was. And this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we douse off.
That's the only joke you have.
The second time.
I mean, rule of threes. It'll be funnier the third time, right?
Yeah. You know what's even funnier? I'm John Beacon.
I'm Nick Wood. That is pretty funny. How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
You know,
we are doing our first video live stream.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because I don't know why I wanted to do dowsing this week, but I wanted something that was really low stakes so that if something went awry, at least we're just talking about dowsing. But it's actually really fun to talk about.
Very fun, very low stakes, like an Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, we need something low-key and lighthearted in these trying times. We're all in this together. These are unparalleled situations.
It's weird that you say that without a hashtag in front of it. I have not heard it in that context before.
You know,
it's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah, it's a brand new thought that I had. It's completely original to me. But you know, one thing I haven't tried during these trying times is I've been trying to find happiness, but I haven't tried dowsing to find happiness. Because apparently dowsing can be used to find anything, John. Anything.
Happiness?
I assume so, because I've been told that it can find anything. Have you heard of dowsing?
I've heard of dowsing. That's when you are bad at slingshots, right? And you hold the upside down?
That's the downswing.
Okay.
People out there might have heard of dowsing referred to as water witching or rhabdomancy was a new term that I came across, or apparently doodle bugging or just divining. We'll get into the details later, but the idea is you take...
I thought divining was when you eat dog poop.
Please elaborate.
You don't know Divine?
No.
Divine's a very popular drag queen that was in John Waters' Pink Flamingos and ate dog poop.
Why? Was it fresh?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel if it was fresh or not.
Well, don't watch the movie, Nicholas.
I'm not going to watch the movie. So we'll get into the details later on. But the idea is you take two dowsing rods or a dowsing stick or a pendulum, and you use these to find something or someone. Typically, you'll see it in media. People will use them to find water. That's where we get like water witching. And you can also use them to answer questions. And this all, of course, comes from your psychic powers or the spiritual realm of some sort. Maybe a ghost is manipulating the dowsing rods. But one thing's for certain, John, the mechanics aren't completely known. And the origins aren't quite known either. How far back do you think dowsing goes, John?
Well, Nicholas, how far back do slingshots go?
You're really sticking to that, aren't you?
But it's true. They are just slingshots. So it had to have existed when slingshots were invented. So after that. But before rubber bands. So I'm going to say ancient Egypt, Nicholas.
Well, it depends on who you ask. So you're partially right if you ask the right people. A lot of dowsing advocates will point to cave paintings that date back 8,000 years of a man holding a pronged stick like you're describing, and they will use this to say it's evidence of dowsing going back 8,000 years. People will also say that Greeks and Romans and the ancient Chinese and Egyptians were all famous dowsers. They point to paintings inside of pyramids or even Bible passages. Wow.
So the ancient Chinese and the Egyptians?
Yeah.
But what about the ancient Egyptians?
Well, yes, of course, the ancient Egyptians as well.
Okay.
I couldn't yes and that. But apparently in the Bible, there's a passage where Moses and his son use a rod to locate and summon water. But the funny thing to me, at least, is even in the dowsing communities, not just skeptics like ourselves, there are dowsing advocates that say all of these so-called pieces of evidence are all subject to your own interpretation. So you can't really count on these because it's a cave painting. He could be holding anything. But then that dowser went on to say, that person in this article went on to say that dowsing is something that every human can do. So dowsing has been around as long as humans have been around. So
wow. What about like little skeletons? Do they use little turkey bones? Like little wishbones?
Well, yeah, and then one of them broke and someone got their wish fulfilled. So that became a much more lucrative endeavor, and that's why that persists today.
So dowsing rods have existed longer than humans, right? Or is this like a chicken or the egg thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which came first, the water or the water witcher?
Or which came first, the dowsing rod or the branch?
That's true.
Think about it.
I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Mm.
So what's more likely is that somehow dowsing originated in Germany. There were these miners in the Harz Mountains in Germany, and they started dowsing to look for veins that could contain some sort of ore, some mineral. And it started to quickly spread across Europe. There's a geologist by the name of Arthur Ellis who did a bunch of research on this and found instances where people were looking for burial sites, treasure, and even in the 1600s, someone used it to convict a man of murder.
Did he commit the murder? With the dowsing rod?
Yeah, he stabbed a man.
You gotta look ahead when you're walking with that thing.
That's true.
Can't just point that anywhere.
Now, governments would even...
Do you need a permit for a dowsing rod?
Depends on how talented you are. Mm. If you're gonna find water, you don't need a permit. But if you're gonna be finding dead bodies, you definitely need a permit for that. So governments would also use it to find things like water or oil, and farmers even recently would use it to find ways to irrigate their farms. As we trudge forward in time, it became outlawed several times because people would claim that it was either the work of the devil, of course, or because witches happened to be prosecuted during that time, like the Spanish Inquisition or the Salem witch trials.
Or maybe a little dab will do ya. Maybe a little bit of both.
A little dowsle do ya.
A little dowsle do ya. A little witchy craft.
Yeah.
You know? Right, Jacob?
For those that aren't watching the live stream, John has his beautiful dog with him.
Jacob.
Jacob.
Yep.
P. Esquire. His name is
JJ, but
yeah.
He goes by Jacob for long.
Yeah. So you'll also find claims that people like Albert Einstein were advocates of dowsing. If you go to the right blog posts, he said in a letter, "The dowsing rod is a simple instrument." Wait, should I do a very distasteful German accent for this?
Oh, please. I'm German, so I could say that, I think, right?
"The dowsing rod is a simple instrument that shows the reaction of the human nervous system to certain factors which are unknown to us at this time."
Wow, wow. How did you do that? Did you practice that? Did you take German in high school?
I went to Oktoberfest once.
Can I give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay. The dowsing rod is a rod that you go
Why
to
are you
find
Russian?
The
You're Russian.
Water.
You're Russian.
What? Sorry, let me slow down.
Yeah.
The dowsing rod.
You're still Russian.
Oh.
So people like that knew Albert Einstein say that he was either joking or he could have been referring to something like the ideomotor response, which we've talked about before, because he was talking about the nervous system. But we'll circle back around to that. What's interesting, though, is the U.S. government did use it in the Vietnam War to find underground tunnels. And I was like, surely someone's blowing smoke up my butt. So I did some more research, and they did studies on it, but stopped attempting to use dowsing after their studies resulted in
nothing. It's weird that you say someone would blow smoke up your butt, because that was a practice to keep people to come back to life. When they were drowned in bridges, they would use bellows and blow smoke up your butt.
Yeah.
And the reason they use that as a term is because it didn't work, which is like weird that we talk about dowsing, which is something that's totally real and works.
Yeah.
And you'd use that idiom. Yeah.
What a weird juxtaposition. Right?
What a coincidence. I just, you know, I got a deep mind, bro.
Yeah, we call those airnimas.
Thank you.
So flash forward as recently as 2014, the Washington Post and the Guardian were reporting that due to the drought in California, farmers were still hiring dowsers in the year of our Lord 2014. Yeah. And I tried to find how much it would cost to hire a dowser. But the lucky thing is you can just do it yourself, John. You don't have to pay anyone to do it.
Hmm.
All you need.
Sounds like a lazy answer, Nicholas. I'm going to look this up.
Are you going to try to hire a dowser?
A dowser. Yeah, you keep going.
Okay. So all you need is a pair of dowsing rods, which you can get online for like as cheap as $40. there are these two metal rods that are in the shape of an L on her forehead, which and if you don't have $40 to spend, you can make them out of coat hangers. If you have some metal coat hangers laying around, you just unspool them and put them into the shape of an L on your forehead. You can even use a stick.
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time? The shape of a
L on your forehead.
And the years?
Start coming and they don't stop coming.
Okay, back to the rules.
I'll hit the ground running. So you can...
That didn't make sense.
Not to live for fun.
Okay, let's make our brain smart. Let's learn some stuff.
Well, my head's just too dumb.
There's so much to do, Nick. It's obviously time.
What's wrong with taking the back streets?
I guess I'll never know if I don't go.
Thank you for rescuing us. So if you don't have coat hangers laying around, back on track, you can use a stick in like a V shape, like you were talking about before, that fork shape or the prongs or however you want to describe it. These are sometimes called Y rods, and the occult texts typically recommend a piece of hazel, rowan, or willow wood. You can also get pendulums or tie something to the end of a rope. But one guide that I found on a Medium blog post points out that you'll get better results if whatever you're using belongs to you, because then you're more likely to have formed a psychic bond with it. Now, if you're going to use a pendulum, you've probably heard this, like, I think they do it at baby showers. Shelby can confirm for me, she's our producer today, that, like, you'll take a pendulum, and if it swings one way, it's a boy, but if it goes in a circle, it's a girl.
They haven't done that forever.
Okay, my producer's telling me no one's done that in forever.
No, it's on okay. Everybody does it.
Yeah, now we just pop balloons and spray pink and blue stuff all over everybody.
But that's something that people do. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, so as far as things that people do, I do have an update for you about hiring a dowser.
Okay.
There is dowsers.org.
Oh.
You can go to the Find a Dowser section. There's ads by region, a dowser specialty list, and different chapters. And there's a Midwest chapter.
Okay.
Which takes you to the Radionics Instrument site from Urbandale. Over 80 years of proven success rates.
Okay. I'm not hearing a price.
Let's see. I'm not really seeing anything about Sacred Money Mastery, Faceless Technology. I don't see anything about dowsing. I wonder if they branched out.
I see what you did there.
Science. Yeah. We'll see.
I doubt it. So, anyway, back to the pendulums. You can use it to answer questions. That's what it's used for a lot. If it swings, it's a yes or a no. And if it's in a circle, it's the other one. Similarly, you can use the L rods to answer a question. If you hold them and they cross over each other, that's a yes. But if they drift apart, that's a no. You can also use the Y rod. If it points up, it's a yes. And if it points down, it's no. But you can also hold a pendulum over a map, and wherever that pendulum settles, that's where whatever you're looking for will end up. But if you're going to go the more traditional route, you can use L rods. And to do this, for everyone following at home, I know you've got your dowsing rods out. You're ready to go find something. You're ready to go find some water. You need to hold the short end of the rod loosely, but up straight. Put your arms by your side to keep your arms steady so the ideomotor response doesn't take effect, according to this guide. And it's simple. You concentrate on the thing you're looking for. Visualize it if you can. Say it out loud a couple times. Let's use an example here, John. Give me something.
So is it an L rod or a Y rod?
Well, there's two. The L rods are, you have to use two of them. It's in the shape of an L.
Okay, so the Y rod is if you're going to try to find like a body of water or, you know, happiness. And an L rod is if you're trying to find a search of Scientology, like an L. Rod Hubbard type deal. Okay.
You brought it home.
I got that clear. I appreciate you doing that.
Hey, I'm glad you went clear. See what I did there? That's another Scientology joke. So you concentrate on the object, and then you follow the rod. You follow wherever these point you. And if they're pointing in different directions, according to some people, that can mean that you've found what you're looking for. It's nearby. But typically, once they cross over each other, that's when you know that you're close to what you're looking for. So you just hold them by your side. They start to drift in a direction. You follow that direction. Now, if you're new at it, you can't just go out there and find a missing person. You can't find a gold vein in the ground or something like that. According to this guide, you need to start small, Jonathan. You need to go looking for objects in your house and I crap you not, this article suggests looking for things like your front door or a person in your house.
Or a wall. That's guaranteed to work.
Yeah. If you can't find, they also go on to say, if you can't find what you're looking, they say once you start to find your front door and people in your house, you can hide things or say, I need to know where my phone is. You can douse for your phone. Things that you'll easily be able to find later if it's lost, if the dowsing doesn't work. And
wait, it doesn't work sometimes?
Yeah. So if it doesn't work, it's possible that the object has moved from where it was when you started dowsing. It could be that you're not relaxed enough. You're too worried about dowsing. You're getting in your head about it too much. Or you just need more practice, which all of these are pretty convenient outs, if you ask me. But it's incredible, dude. A lot of dowsers claim that it's the most reliable and effective form of divination. Lots of people have found huge success with it. And that's why it endures to this day, or at least as recent as 2014.
Now, if you're trying to find the princess in another castle, is it called Bowsing?
It is, actually. Okay. I'm glad you asked.
You're answering the questions that I never thought to ask.
Yeah, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Or is it your TED Talk? So why do you think dowsing is so effective, John?
That's kind of a trick question, Nick. I don't know if I said that, but I'm going to say dowsing for walls is pretty effective. Mm-hmm. I imagine that that's something that I could pretty easily do at home.
Yeah, well, let's...
If I'm not concerned about which wall it is that I bump into.
Well, let's start there, because if you remember way back in our episode on the Ouija board, we talked about this little phenomenon called the ideomotor effect or the ideomotor response. And to quickly summarize this, it's a subconscious reaction that your brain does when you subconsciously want an answer or know the answer to something. Or in the case of a Ouija board, you are primed to think that the planchet is going to move. And your muscles move so imperceptibly that your brain doesn't even realize that you're doing it. Your brain just doesn't make that connection to these micro muscle movements. It's just something that your brain does. In fact, if you remember back to that episode, there was a study where they blindfolded someone, put them in front of a Ouija board, put their hands on the planchet, said two other people or three other people are also going to be putting their hands on the planchet, and magically the planchet started moving, even though only the blindfolded person had their hands on it. And they're like, oh my god, who's moving it? They had no idea that they were the one moving it, because it's
unreal.
Your brain just doesn't make that connection. And it's interesting in this article. Go ahead.
I was just gonna ask if you knew how they make Ouija boards. You make a Ouija board.
I feel like you have a punchline here, so I'm just gonna let you get to it.
Oh, you planchet.
You're on fire tonight. So I think it's interesting in this article, as if to explain away the ideomotor response as some stupid, trivial little excuse, they call it out in this article. They say, when you are holding the metal rods or anything in your hand, you can subconsciously be moving them. It's called the ideomotor effect. It is basically an involuntary body movement that is triggered by a thought or feeling that the dowser may never realize that they have done so. You subconsciously create your own answer. The ideomotor effect also applies to other forms of dowsing, such as pendulums. Becoming still and centered can usually correct this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Except...
Now, if you take the Y-rod and you hold it backwards and you put the branches in your eyes...
Yeah.
And poke them out. Is that called the idiot motor effect?
I think both of these should be called the idiot motor effect, but...
I was going to ask if that was too mean, but...
I doubled down.
What's been said has been said.
So,
I'm not judging anybody.
They try to explain away the ideomotor effect, saying that it's something that you are doing and you can work past it. But the problem is... That's all that's going on. That's all that there is to this. The evidence is right there earlier in the article when they say to practice by looking for objects in your home that you already know where they are, like your front door. Your brain knows where it is. It's subconsciously going to take you there, and you're not going to realize that you're doing it because of the ideomotor response. Or if you're looking for someone in your house, your brain subconsciously might pick up on little sounds they make, or you might know what area of the house they're usually in. Like, think about when you come home and the house is unusually quiet and you immediately start looking like in the living room or the bedroom or the bathroom, somewhere where you know that this person might be without really thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's all that's going on here.
I used to do that in a pool with my friends. I would try to find, I would be in the pool and I would close my eyes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I would rely on vibrations and someone yelling polo, and I would try to find them.
Dude.
Just using those two things.
You're basically Daredevil.
I was like Daredevil. It was probably heightened because I was in water, but also them yelling polo, but I would always find them.
So. You know what really bothered me about the Daredevil movie? To sleep at night, he'd go sleep in a bath, but like, wouldn't that make more vibrations because the molecules are closer together than air? Am I wrong?
The molecules are closer together than air in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Nick, that's where you keep water. There's no air in a bathtub.
No. Okay. Someone out there knows what I'm saying. So let's ignore the ideomotor response, John. Let's imagine that you've practiced, you've gotten confident, and you want to go out there and you want to find some water by dowsing. You get to a point, you hold your things out there, you're nice and relaxed. You get to a point where the rods cross, you start digging, and you find water. How strange is that?
It's stranger still, actually.
Yeah, thank you for being on brand on that one. One article obviously pointed out that if you dig deep enough anywhere, you're going to find water eventually.
And magma. Nobody ever mentions that.
But I decided to go faster. Well, you could go magma dowsing. That'd be pretty sweet. But anyway, I decided to go deeper than just dismissing it like that. I found that there was...
Deeper than magma?
Deeper than liquid hot magma. There was one study that found 2/3 of water tables are less than 100 feet underground. So anything deeper than 100 feet was in mountainous areas. So realistically, you don't even have to dig that much to find water in like a farm area or something like that. Plus, you're probably growing plants where plants were already growing. So there's going to be a water table close to the surface. You could just go water dowse and stick a shovel in and find water. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Am I the crazy one here?
You know, I didn't really think about that before. But there's just like little oceans down there.
Yeah,
know?
They're everywhere. That's just how the world works. So
yeah so you can't lose I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But I know what you're asking, John. What studies have been done on dowsing? Clearly someone out there has wondered about this enough that they wanted to invest public funds into it, right? Well,
I'm gonna go with a no, Nicholas.
No, I've got two examples here.
Okay.
Of course, like James Randi has disproven it, but like I mentioned before, in the Vietnam War, they were grasping at straws, going after anything that had an ounce of possibility of helping them win the war. And they did studies on dowsing and found that dowsing was no more effective than chance, so they stopped using it, stopped pursuing it. There's also this experiment, and James Randi might have done this one, but they put 10 pipes underground, and then they ran water through one of them, and they had a dowser see if they could determine which one had water flowing through it. And what do you think the results were, John? Want to take a wild guess here?
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah, they were no better than chance. So if it's the most...
Than chance?
Chance the Rapper, yes.
Okay.
I know that you are a big fan.
You know, I really thought you were saying no better than chance the whole time. Like going like, you know...
We want water. We want water. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I personally feel that it's interesting that the most effective and reliable source of divination is not any better than chance. You would think that if it was the best and most reliable, it should perform marginally better than just a random guess. But maybe...
Now, do you think that margin performs marginally better than butter?
Oh, on the spreadability scale, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. I really don't know the difference still. I probably never will. But we could do an episode on that next.
I can't believe it's not butter. So.
Didn't mean to get off topic.
That's what we do here, man. Yeah. So I guess my last point on that is, if this is the most effective and reliable divination and it's not better than a random guess, maybe that means all the other ones are just BS. I just throwing that out there. How's JJ doing? Has he learned all about dowsing?
He's doing a little dance. Actually, he can hear pretty well. You probably can hear the podcast.
Yeah.
JJ, how do you feel about dowsing?
Woof.
That's his exact voice. If he could talk, that's how he would sound. Like 7 pounds.
Woof.
Woof.
Yo, how you doing? What's going on? How you doing over there?
Woof's good.
My name's Jacob. Yeah, woof's good. Get it?
I think I learned a lot. I think our audience learned a lot.
So you're going to go out there and start dowsing?
No. I think I learned not to do that. Yeah. I think I, but you know what? The thing is, I do leave a lot of thirst traps, you know. I leave a lot of people thirsty.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
if you want to find a dowsing rod and you want to look for me because I'm a thirst trap, then that is something I'm not going to argue with, Nicholas.
Yeah, it'll lead you straight to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. That's
just
all I have.
Point that dowsing rod at myself because my body's made of water.
That's like when I'm looking for a stud in the wall and I take the stud finder and put it on myself.
That is the only way to christen the stud finder if you're a dad.
Yep. Speaking of dads, do you want to recap for us?
Sure. A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. In a kingdom people, far, far away.
Kingdom far, far away. People didn't have Faith Space.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have My Book.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have InstaTwit, and they didn't have Twinstagram. So instead, they grabbed a stick and they said, hey, look at this. I'm going to point it at a thing. Hey, forget about it. I'm going to find some water. I'm thirsty. And then when they found it, their friends were like, whatever, I'm going to drink it and write about it in the Bibla. And then centuries later, we think it's the real deal.
Yeah.
And now we have organizations like dowsers.org where I can hire. Let me see. I'm sorry. ASD by region. Pull this up. sorry. Hold on just one second. I'm just going to the dowser specialty list. Is where I can hire. There's at least 20.
Oh, okay.
Leroy Ball. In California, he puts his phone number. He specializes in earth energy, geopathic stress, map dowsing, minerals, oil, and minerals, speakers, instructions, and water dowsing. Actually, I'm sorry, he's in Connecticut. Then we have in Nevada, Wanda Gilkson. These are real people that you could hire to do this.
Awesome. Let's hire one of them. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I should hide water in my house.
Well, I don't know about you.
For a snack.
But I'm pretty thirsty, so I think we could use a break. What do you think?
I think so.
See what I did there? John.
Yo.
Where can people find us?
Well, I'll tell you what, Nicholas. You could get on your giddy-up horse and kick him on the rear with your star-spangled bonnet and head on down to strangerstoneshow.com. Yippee-i-yo. Kai, yes.
You almost didn't even stick the landing on that. You can also leave us a review on iTunes. It's the best way to spread the love of the show. If you want, you can also go to twitch.tv/thenickwood and follow me on there. Follow us on there. And who knows, maybe Tuesdays at 9 o'clock Central, we will live stream our podcast. Just throwing that out there.
I think we should throw this on the YouTube too, Nicholas, which is on our website that you can find it.
Yeah, because the link is very long. So just click on it. Trying to bring you some more content. Soak it up. Enjoy it.
Treat it like the vitamin D, you know? Just let it into your pores. Absorb it like a sponge.
Speaking of following us on twitch.tv/thenickwood, thank you, Brittany, for following us. That just happened. I have a thing up here.
You know what's weird is we've been doing this for about 50 minutes, and we're actually tripled in listeners.
Yeah.
Look at this. Right when we're closing, huh?
Well, I think that'll do it for this week. Join us next week when we will make you a cream corn salad. I'm still
from
Nick.
Scratch. I'm Jonathan. I'm still Jonathan.
And this is Stranger Still.